29-yard line. Now they're faced with a 4th and 21.
Not a very good number if you're running this wing, the wing T offense here. Possibly look for Sweeney to roll out of the pocket, maybe make a throw. Even if it's picked off here, it'll act like a punt and push Memphis back into their own territory.
Sweeney now standing on his opponent's 29-yard line, 2:35 for halftime, looking back to pass, rolls to his right, gets it off, and he has a receiver open to number 30, but it's picked off by number 16 of Memphis. He's running up to the 20-yard line, and that's where he's pushed out of bounds. Number 16, Joe Hagman, the quarterback, and the cornerback picks it up just like you're talking, Dave.
It was, but after I said that, I thought to myself, Clark, why would you do that? Just knock it down and take the ball, because it was 4th down, right where Ubley snapped the ball. He picked it off at the 2-yard line. Fortunate to get back out to the two, little closer to midfield, but otherwise a good play there.
You know why he did that?
Why is that, Clark?
He's playing fantasy football.
Yeah, he likes the stats.
Batting the stats for himself right there. Oh, Pete Rose. I probably should have not done
no.
that. 2:25 for halftime, and it's a turnover on Ubley's part. Now brings Memphis's offense back out of the field at the 20-yard line precisely. Hagman in the shotgun. Man in motion, that's number 9, Hayes. He's looking back for the pass.
Throw
it. And he's wide.
Wow.
Number 36 is out for the running. He's at Ubley's 40-yard line and dropped down to 30.
He takes
the tackle. He's at the 10, and he is in for the score. He went down 80 yards. The end around Hayes, then chucks it back to the quarterback, Joe Hagman. And all of a sudden, just like that, 80 yards later, they're into the end zone, and we have a 2-point game.
Clark, that was that same reverse play where they bring Hayes in motion behind the quarterback. He hands it off to him. Last time he had nothing but running room. This time Ubley was ready for it, but not the fact that he could throw it. And he really didn't even need the skill to throw it down the field, as that wide receiver was wide
open. The nearest Ubley defender was probably about 20 yards away. They didn't even see him sneak behind the offense there.
About a country mile.
And so just like that, we have a 2-point game, and Memphis brings out the kicking team. So they're not going to try and tie this one up. They're just trying to make it a 1-point game. They're going for the snap. It was actually deflected by an Ubley defender. And now they get caught back at the 10-yard line. That was fire. Let me take you through that. It was a bad snap. It looked like it was actually supposed to be a kick. They had the kicker out there. And then it was a bad snap, so they decided to botch the whole play. They ran through it. They went for the pass. An Ubley defender jumped up, tipped it. The kicker, number 58, Colton Gemerick, catches the ball, and then he tries to run it in. No intent for a pass, and now it's a 2-point game. 22-20, Ubley still hanging on to the lead with 2 minutes and 10 seconds before halftime.
Wow, what a crazy play there. Only in Huron County, Clark.
Only in Huron County, indeed. It took Memphis, though, only one play to score. They marched 80 yards down the field. Memphis now has 204 yards passing, 81 in the rushing game. Here's an interesting stat. We have a score at half. And we're back. Thanks for hitting the dinner. We lost power there for a second. A sudden brownout, in fact. Interesting stat at halftime here. Reese and Bad Axe are tied at 0 apiece.
Wow, very good.
Bad Axe hanging on to Reese there at halftime. 0-0. Good for Bad Axe.
Great for Bad Axe.
That's a great game for Bad Axe thus far. In our game, we got a tight one thus far, Dave. We're really liking this 22 score. Our first week was 22-18. Last week was 22-20. Right now, we're at 22-20. We got a lot of game played.
So
and
far,
if these offenses keep it up, we're going to be looking at combined 100 points.
I don't know who's picking these games for us, Clark. Maybe it's you. But so far, I've been very impressed with the games we've had so far.
Selection by committee.
Well done.
Memphis about to kick this one off from their own 40-yard line. That's number 51, Jacob Berg, the sophomore. He plays on the offensive and defensive lines, and in his spare time likes to kick, apparently. So Memphis is going to be kicking this one off on the right side of the radio. They boot it down to about the 18-yard line where Sweeney picks it up at the 15. He's jogging into the mid-pack. He breaks right through the pack, and he's out to the 40-yard line. A 22-yard pickup there on the return. Can't complain. He was just going for a nice evening jog.
Yeah, he was, but he was waiting for a hole to open up where he could take off and go through. It never really happened, but he got some good blocking to get him all the way into 40.
Obli coming out with a two-minute drill. 2:02 left before halftime. They lead by 22-20 over Memphis.
I don't expect a whole lot through the air here. I do expect them to try and get Tweeney to run to the outside, try and get a big play early. Other than that, I think they're going to be happy to have the lead going into the half.
And we have a timeout called by Memphis. They want to talk this one over before they go into their two-minute drill. You're tuned to WLEW. Obli hangs on to a two-point lead before halftime, 2 minutes and 2 seconds before, 22-20 over Memphis.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddeck, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things: teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddeck. Member FDIC.
You're tuned to WLEW. 2 minutes and 2 seconds for halftime. Obli leads by 22-20. After an 80-yard catch and carry from Memphis, trying to bring this one back in. Just when Obli had all momentum swinging their way, Memphis fires right back. First and 10 from Obli's 40-yard line. Moving left to right across your radio is Sweeney and the Bearcats. This is Sweeney keeping it for himself around the left side. He has room to run, has the first down, and then about five more yards, and he finally gets out of bounds at the Memphis 44-yard line. That's a gain of 16 yards for the quarterback of Mountain Bearcats. Number two, Nick Sweeney, stops the clock at 1:54.
Just like we were talking about, Clark, see if Sweeney can get you outside, get a big play. Fortunately, even the intelligent player there gets out of bounds. I believe Obli still has all three timeouts here. So now, all of a sudden, Coach Coughlin's got to be thinking, maybe we can squeeze in another touchdown here.
So that's the all intent of the offensive coordinator at all times, I think, Dave, is score, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Sweeney under center, T formation, working off the left hash at Memphis' 44-yard line. This is a handoff to the right to Kabowski. He gets caught up at the line of scrimmage, pushes forward, and scrapes out about 4 or 5 yards on the carry out to the 41-yard line of Memphis. That's a gain of 4 for Kabowski.
He seems to do that on every play, Clark. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, and he just drags the defender down. He refuses to go down without getting at least 4 yards.
He's averaging 5.5 every time. He has 12 carries for 67 yards. Right at the 40-yard line is Obli, 2nd and 4. Sweeney rolls to his right on the keeper. Clock continues to wind down. He stopped about a yard behind the line of scrimmage, and Obli calls a timeout with 1:20 left before halftime.
The running back, Serge Bowl, finally had enough. Sweeney came to the outside, busted through the line, and made a tackle at the line of scrimmage, if not for maybe a loss.
So Obli calls their first timeout of the half. They're facing a 3rd and 5 from Memphis' 40-yard line with 1:20 left in the half. Obli with a 2-point lead, 22-20. Dave, what does Obli have to do here to get the ball down the field and in time to score?
I wouldn't be surprised here to possibly see Sweeney take a chance to throw it down the field or even get out to the outside of the pocket where he's most dangerous and possibly take something upfield. See if they can get the first down here, maybe even a little more, and try and get into scoring position here and get in the red zone. Otherwise, they're going to run this clock out and take a 2-point lead at the half, which wouldn't be nothing to be upset about.
It seems like Memphis is now a little keen to the Sweeney end around. Are those holes going to start opening up inside now?
Well, that's exactly right. And Kabasi's been finding holes no matter what. Look for guys that have been a little quiet to come out either right now or early the second half. Guys like David Rakowski, Ryan Hague, to get a few more carries to see if they can take the load off of Sweeney.
Well, we have 80 seconds to prove it before halftime here. Obli trying to add on to that 2-point lead over Memphis, 22-20. 3rd and 5 coming from the 40-yard line of Memphis. 40 yards stand between Obli scoring another touchdown. Obli runs up to the line of scrimmage, gets in position, T formation, Sweeney under center. We have Rakowski, Egg, and Kabowski in the backfield. Sweeney going back to pass and is complete to number 20, Rakowski, and he runs out of bounds at the 28-yard line. That is a gain of 12 yards. Move the chains and stop the clock. Best of three right there.
Forced out of bounds there by the quarterback, Joe Hagman. But nice play by Sweeney. He was getting rushed from the blind.